CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump hosted French President Macron at the White House today with the focus on Ukraine.
A lot of good things toward peace are happening, moving it, I think, pretty quickly.
He says a deal could be near.
We've had some great conversations, including with Russia. Since my return to the White House, we've made more progress toward that goal in 1 month than occurred in the past 3 years.
As President Trump's press conference was underway, came word from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he has not discussed ending the war in detail with Trump. As more lawsuits were filed, the president was asked about the emails sent to federal workers instructing them to list 5 things they'd accomplished at work or risk losing their jobs.
I think everyone thought it was a pretty ingenious idea. We have to find out where these people are. Who are they? And we said, if you don't respond, we assume you're not around.
The FDA is now rehiring some of the people it fired last week, as Jim Krasula reports.
The FDA callbacks are the latest example of the chaotic fallout from the sweeping government cost-cutting effort by President Donald Trump and Elon Musk. It's unknown how many jobs are being brought back. Most of the FDA staffers getting their jobs back are responsible for reviewing medical devices.
The FDA's device program is heavily funded by companies to quickly review their products. Lobbyists for the industry had warned that cuts would hurt companies and patients. On Capitol Hill and at town halls, lawmakers are hearing the concerns from constituents. Caitlin Huey Burns reports those questions are coming more and more from Republican voters lately.
You have Republicans interested in cutting the federal government, but they also have special interests at home. A lot of these agencies have home bases essentially in some of these states, and there is broad concern among Republicans about what those kinds of cuts would do.
Apple is planning to build AI servers in Houston, Texas. That plan would create 20,000 jobs. It's part of a $500 billion investment in the U.S. over the next 4 years. Tech consultant Insure.
Apple said these new jobs will focus on research and development, engineering, and software development.
President Trump has been urging U.S. companies to manufacture more in this country. The Pope's doctors say he's showing some slight improvement today, though still hospitalized with pneumonia in both lungs. The faithful are hoping for the best.
If it's meant to be, he's going to pull out of this. You know, he's done a wonderful job. Hopefully he's not done yet.
Prayer services are being held in St. Peter's Square for his recovery. On Wall Street, the Dow is higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An early morning fire cleared out the Denny's on Highway 20. South Shore Fire and Rescue was called for the incident, which is said to have started with a malfunctioning light fixture. There was smoke throughout the restaurant and a small fire. No injuries were reported. A late-night crash last night along Sheridan Road in Kenosha County left a 36-year-old Zion woman with serious injuries. Her car ran into a tree near Sheridan and 92nd Place in Pleasant Prairie. Flight for Life was called in, but the injuries aren't believed to be life-threatening. Nearly 3 years after the shooting at a Lake County 4th of July celebration, a trial has started. Jury selection began in Waukegan today in the trial of Robert Crimo III. He's accused of opening fire from a rooftop during a 2022 4th of July parade in Highland Park, killing 7 and wounding 48. Storm spotter sessions have been planned in Racine County. The effort to inform the public will be held April 17th at the Gateway iMet building in Sturtevant. Our friends at the Racine County Eye track local real estate. Check out their site today to see some very interesting Caledonia images of a $1.6 million home for sale along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Scroll down to see real estate at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks winning with backups. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston today to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Damian Lillard has been limited with a hamstring injury and marveled how backup guard Kevin Porter Jr. took over the game after being traded here from the Clippers.
I think, first of all, it was fun to watch. I think when you are a star in this league, a lot of times the weight of the game shifting is on you. KP scoring, from being able to see him since he was in high high school to college to even, you know, his time in the NBA. I've seen him many times have huge nights.
Kevin Porter Jr., nicknamed Scoot, on what it's been like since he arrived in Milwaukee.
As soon as I came in here, I felt very welcome. And that's big. That's huge. Especially when you got people like Giannis, Dame, Doc, a winning organization, you know, the fan base, you know, how Milwaukee has welcomed me. And it's been beautiful, honestly. So I'm blessed to be where I'm at.
That's Bucks guard Kevin Porter Jr. with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the low 30s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high mid-40s. Another rain chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week. Currently 51 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman and... Anytime we want to talk about outer space, we talk with Teddy Vollman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right, so we haven't talked in a while, and I know there's a whole bunch of space-related stuff that could be happening this week.
Yes, it does seem to clump together sometimes.
All right.
So first, let's talk about something that's already in space that we talked about before back in January.
Okay.
This is the Blue Ghost. It is a moon landing mission. No people on it, but it is one of NASA's commercial partners that they are sending a whole bunch of these things to the moon in preparation for humans returning to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And so this launched back in January, and the hope is that it will land on the moon on Sunday.
Okay. And what's it going to do?
Well, it's got a whole bunch of things on it, but one of them is probably the most exciting for me anyway, which is something that is testing how moon dust sticks to things and how that would affect being able to build things on the moon for an eventual moon base.
Okay. So that hopefully lands on Sunday, you said.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime,
another one of their commercial partners is sending something to the moon, and that is expected to launch on Wednesday. And this is by the same company that last year managed to land something on the moon. They're hoping that it is a slightly more successful landing this time, though, because last time it fell over when it landed. So it did successfully land, but it tipped over. So this time they're hoping to keep it fully upright as it lands on the moon.
Okay.
And this one is a lot more based on water, because if we're going to be building stuff on the moon, we also need to have water.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a drill there, and it's landing right near the south pole of the moon to figure out just how much water there is down there.
All right. And that launches on Wednesday, you said, or it's supposed to.
Yes.
Okay.
And then finally, the following day, hopefully on Thursday, there is a new space telescope launching.
Oh.
And so there's a pretty famous space telescope that launched in the past couple of years, the James Webb Telescope.
Right.
So the James Webb Telescope has been sending back all sorts of marvelous pictures. But one of the downsides of it is that it's super zoomed in. It's only looking at a very, very small portion of the sky at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So this telescope called SphereX is in a lot of the same sections of the light spectrum that the Webb Telescope looks in, but it is huge. It's looking over a large, large area of the sky. So it's not able to get as clear of pictures as Webb is, but it's a good pathfinder to see, like, where would we want to point something that can zoom in closer, looking for interesting things.
All right. Sounds like a busy week in space.
It certainly is.
All right. Let's keep our fingers crossed that everything goes off without a hitch. There's Teddy Volman. I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Crystal blue persuasion. Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor.
Tara Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with us today. Be sure to join Don Rosen tomorrow morning. He's going to have more chances for you to win tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias. Who's Gabriel Iglesias, you ask? Well, he's Fluffy. He's going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair August 7th. He's one of America's most successful stand-up comics and popular not only on stage but on social media too. YouTube, Netflix, Nickelodeon. Don has all the tickets this week. And more details are online when you go to WRJN.com.
If you're planning a Mardi Gras celebration, you gotta stop at O&H Danish Bakery and pick up their King Cake Kringle. O&H's special cream cheesecake kringle is all dressed up and decorated with Mardi Gras colors. And while supplies last, it includes 3 strands of Mardi Gras beads, so do stop by. While there, be sure to pre-order your Fat Tuesday Punchkies, the best punchkies on the planet. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Bob and weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Baby, sister can do.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's time to play Can You Guess? In the area of personal grooming, 22% of men say they never do this. They never do what? Trim their nose hairs.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just got.
Telling you, honey, you're my reason for
for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Brothers, you're my soul and inspiration on WRJN, your home for local news, and we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. In fact, you can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then go in-depth and read the details online at racinecountyeye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An early morning fire cleared out the Denny's on Highway 20. South Shore Fire and Rescue was called for the incident, which is said to have started with a malfunctioning light fixture. There was smoke throughout the restaurant and a small fire. No injuries were reported. Racine County Firefighting is getting a new co-op venture. The City of Racine Fire Department has launched its first Joint Recruit Academy in collaboration with Caledonia Fire and the South Shore Fire Department. The inaugural class includes 3 Racine recruits and 4 from Caledonia. All the recruits are undergoing training in several essential skills. As part of their training, the recruits visited the site of that house that exploded last week in Racine. Storm spotter sessions have been planned in Racine County. The effort to inform the public will be held April 17th at the Gateway IMET building in Sturtevant. The 2-hour event, organized by Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service, will teach about severe weather and safety protocols. It's open to the public, with more on the Racine County Emergency Management website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the low 30s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high mid-40s. Another rain chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week. Currently 51 degrees.
Wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a
traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMC's tramps and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's tramps and thieves. But every night all the
we are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and now a song that almost never got recorded. It was originally intended for the Mockingbirds, but it was turned down by Columbia. Then it was turned down by Herman's Hermits, and the Animals finally found its way to the Yardbirds from 1965. It's For Your Love on WRJN.
For Your Love. We'll be right back.
Stones on WRJN, and when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays, and of course, you can see the entire WRJN sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com.
Girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm.
Some of these nights.
News. Timeless Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Don Rosen, his morning show is from 6 till 9 a.m., and he's got great interviews all throughout the week. Tomorrow morning, listen to Don as he chats with Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier. They're going to remember the TV shows that we all watched in the 1950s. It's the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
Because I love you. For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news and timeless hits. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. How did you like those temperatures today? Kind of more on the same for tomorrow and Wednesday, too, but we could see some rain tonight. We could see some rain again on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Radio refreshed. WRJN. She fought.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump hosted the French president at the White House today to discuss Ukraine.
It's time to end this bloodletting and restore peace, and I think we're going to do it.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
So no firm resolution today, but an important meeting that had to happen, that Europe was eager to see happen, and Macron can go back to France and to Europe more broadly now and say, at least for now, the United States is still engaged.
Millions of federal workers are unsure how to respond to an email that they list their job activities from the past week or risk losing their jobs. Others are already unemployed. That includes many IRS workers, just as tax season is underway. Here's Jim Grisula.
They are part of the Trump administration's firings. Some 400 people have lost their jobs. It was an emotional scene at a large IRS processing facility in Philadelphia.
We had crying, not just of the employees who were being let go, the managers who knew their value and were upset that they had these good employees that they hoped to foster great careers working for this nation. Now that's gone.
Alex Berman is with the National Treasury Employees Union. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Trump administration has prepared plans to implement a policy that would allow immigration officials to